Who's buying the ice cream? What brands are they reaching for? When and why? This is a Sutherland Weston Marketing Communications podcast crafted exclusively for Giffords. I'm Rick Tyler. We share a goal: to see Giffords, New England's number one family ice cream brand. In a moment, we'll share four critical insights: those from consumers, those from the competition, those concerning the brand, and our ultimate insight for Giffords. But first, a bit about our methodology. It didn't take much arm twisting to assemble a team to visit local stands to experience Giffords with the lens of the target audience in mind. Then our team organized focus groups, both formal and informal, and we gathered data on ice cream habits. We also visited multiple stores to see how Giffords appears to moms. And our team took the job of taste testing to heart. Insight number one, consumer insights. Our research gathered these consumer data points. First, there may be low-fat options, but we're not reaching for them. Demand for premium ice cream is growing 10 times faster than low-fat options. Who's reaching for the ice cream? The primary grocery shopper for multi-person households is female, and 70% of female shoppers use a list. Ice cream often is not on their list. In fact, 81% of female grocery shoppers do not list ice cream on their regular grocery list. However, 75% report buying ice cream at least once per month. Which brand are they reaching for? 69% say that flavor and brand loyalty were the two most important factors in determining their ice cream purchase, and 90% of women grocery shoppers say they visit the freezer section last, where they spend the least amount of time browsing. And many are not reaching once, they're reaching twice. 70% of moms buy different flavors for kids and adults in their home. And from these consumer data points, these interpretations. Mom is the primary shopper for the home. Mom is a planner, but ice cream is an impulse buy. Mom buys her ice cream at the end of the shopping trip. Finding the brand and flavor easily and quickly is key. Mom is typically buying more than one flavor. Making it faster to see brand and flavor will help increase impulse choice of Giffords. And connecting with mom outside of the store will help build impulse recall in the store. All of this leads to our consumer insight. Giffords should be getting mom's attention on the shelf and outside of the store. Insight number two, competition insights. Our research gathered these competition data points. The focus of our research was retail sales. National and regional brands are crowding the competition. Comparing prices, Giffords is in the middle of the price range. Bright packaging and vibrant images are earning the most attention among all products on the shelf. Most brands have the logo front and center. That makes for easy identification. Also, most packaging leads with visuals. Giffords is leading with words. Finally, geography is not a featured element on competitive packaging. And taking in all on the shelf, geography is not a featured element. And from these competition data points, we glean these opportunities for Giffords. First, Giffords has a history and a story that can help set it apart. Second, Giffords can highlight its Maine and New England roots to help it stand out. Finally, revised packaging is needed to align with Giffords' company story. All of this leads to our competitive insight. Giffords is getting lost on the shelf. Insight number three. Brand insights. Our research gathered these branding data points. Giffords' origin story is charming and attractive, and the company enjoys a multi-generational history of leadership. Next, Giffords calls employees family. The company certainly takes pride in history, people, and old-fashioned values. Also, Giffords has an old-fashioned production process. And Giffords ice cream stands are a consumer touchpoint. Now, from these branding data points come these opportunities for Giffords. First, attract eyes by utilizing images of nostalgic experiences tied to ice cream. Next, update packaging to reflect Giffords' heritage and tell their story without getting lost on the shelf. Finally, create a consistency between the ice cream packaging and the experience consumers enjoy at Giffords stands. This leads to our brand insight. Giffords is hiding what makes the company special. Recalling our goal to see Giffords New England's number one family ice cream brand, each of our consumer, competition, and brand insights leads us to the ultimate insight. Giffords should be more confident in being themselves. Giffords should fully embrace what Giffords is and how that truly sets your ice cream apart. Giffords should focus all communication and marketing efforts to own the word family. Family of stands, family of flavors, family of partners, family of customers, and so on. Giffords should embrace a redesign of its packaging to stand out on the shelf with more focus on flavor offerings. Also, develop relevant content for digital display, print, and web that speaks to moms. Increase visibility and access to the Giffords experience on the website. Next, design and execute Giffords' social media editorial calendar, utilizing a mix of community, culture, and commerce-themed posts. Giffords should promote alignment with causes and organizations that match with its mission and those that feel good to moms. On-purpose acts will help reinforce that mission. Finally, host targeted community days across New England and further afield with partners such as Truerty Orchards in the fall, league teams, and such, hosting activities that moms care about. Concerning social media, our team made an observation that current social media accounts are focusing more on product shots and promotions than the Giffords experience, the Giffords culture, and the Giffords difference. From those observations, these recommendations: optimize Giffords accounts by completing profiles to appeal to target audiences. What would you like them to see? Schedule a mix of culture, community, and commerce-type posts. The posting mix is designed to attract relevant audiences, showcase the unique aspects of Giffords, and deliver an appropriate amount of action-driven posts. Giffords' LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts should each have relevant, focused content. Keep in mind the browsing habits of those on LinkedIn are different from those on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and Giffords' purpose-driven content should be uniquely formatted for each. Posting on Facebook should be casual, comfortable, with a focus on engagement. Photos and videos will increase effectiveness. Optimizing content will benefit search ranking. Facebook posting should be weighted on culture and community. LinkedIn is a more professionally focused forum. There's less engagement, but there is high research value for legacy use. You're reaching decision makers and executives, and your account, optimized, will benefit reputation validation. LinkedIn posts should be weighted toward community and commerce. Twitter is more in the moment. It's faster paced. There is increased freedom to share others' work. The content is shorter form. Twitter posts should be weighted toward community and commerce. Instagram is all about the visuals, and it drives emotion and curiosity. Photo and video quality will drive your story and engagement. In Instagram, we lean into culture and community. We've included in your hard copy document an outline of how to best feature your culture, community, and commerce posts, and on which platforms they might be most effective in reaching your customers. We greatly appreciate the opportunity to share our research and these insights, and we'd like to do more to help Giffords become New England's number one family ice cream brand. I'm Rick Tyler, and this has been a Sutherland Weston Marketing Communications podcast, crafted exclusively for Giffords. Copyright 2020, Sutherland Weston Marketing Communications, all rights reserved.